you're listening to Stumptown Vegans, episode number 6. This is Jess, and I'm joined with
Webley.
And we are here for a talk with the founders of the Let Live Conference, Josh Hooden and Chad Miller. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, can you tell us a little bit about Let Live, just the history of it? Who started it? Why?
And who came up with the name?
Actually, the name was from John from Merrimack, now John from By and By. John, real name, Janulus, but we call him John Genderless.
Or Handsome John.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where he came up with the name, but he said it first, and we used it as a fundraiser art show that we all worked on to benefit the Shack 7 before they went to trial. That was probably...
3 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 6, wasn't it?
4 years ago?
Yeah, well, Josh has been in 3, so yeah, probably like 4 years ago.
Then I don't remember if the series or the conference came first. Somehow we've been talking about doing a conference for a while.
Who's we?
Me and Chad.
Okay.
Are you the two main founders? Yeah. Is there anyone else you're not talking
there's
about?
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's dozens and dozens and dozens.
The first conference, we shared the workload with... the two main people from No Compromise, Andrea Lindsay and David Hayden, and Tim Hitchens was the last year, was Tim, and who else? And Elsbeth Seymour, of course, who is from Vegans for Animal Advocacy, a group at Portland State University campus, and she was able to get the facilities for a good price.
Yeah, that's always the thing about conferences at PSU is...
Yeah, it was free. It was free the first time. This year it's $6,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's less free. Than it was last year.
Is that because you don't have a PSU student?
No, she's still there, but it came to their attention that it was not strictly a student-run conference.
Interesting.
And that once we were listed as a nonprofit.
Have you thought about re-enrolling in PSU?
Yeah. I think
we did try to figure out if it was cheaper, because they're still giving us a really good deal on the rooms, but we're trying to figure out if it would be cheaper next year to pay tuition or rent the space.
Wow.
What about a team of interns?
The problem seems to be that students at PSU don't care.
She actually had a group, Elsbeth had a group, and then they all just kind of didn't show up for things, so it's basically her at this point, and she's graduating, so who knows what's going to happen next
year. Sounds like the Portland Zine Symposium's kind of have similar rocky paths with PSU.
Yeah, it's...
We've been trying to sabotage her study, so she'll fail. We have to retake classes, but that's not working out so good. She's a smart kid, unfortunately.
So that was last year, but now we actually have a board where we filed the paperwork to become a nonprofit, and the people who are primarily working on it, besides Josh and myself, is Elsbeth, Darely Bechtold, and Tim Hitchens, and we're all Portland-based now. So.
Mm-hmm. When did Let Live start?
Well, the first conference was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started doing, that's a 2-day, the big one. And then we started doing a monthly series. Not long after that. I think we did 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah, we've done something like that, yeah.
And then the new conference is obviously, the second year is coming up, June 26th through the 28th.
So what's different this year at the Let Live conference than last year?
We have a lot more... kind of range, I think. I think we tried to cover a lot more stuff. We also tried to...
Actually, I should back up and say, can you tell us what the conference really is for those that have never attended or don't know what Let Live is?
Oh, yeah. It's an animal rights conference that's... we tried to have as large a range of topics as possible. So the idea is to help everybody who is currently doing animal activism or is interested in animal activism sort of move themselves along another step up the line. So if you're completely new to it and haven't done anything, there's talks for people that are just getting started, and then there's refresher stuff for people who have been around for a while, and then there's pretty advanced stuff for people that have been doing a lot of activism. So we're trying to sort of hit everybody.
And what does activism mean?
You act, I don't know. What does activism mean?
You turn your opinions into something outward.
Wow.
Can you think of a song lyric that really embodies this for you guys?
Or can you make up a song right now?
Since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time.
Yeah,
with like, it's kind of depressing.
Like, with like ska beat.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So who do you see attend this? Do you see people from all walks of activism or wannabe activism, or do you see just, you know, advanced activists?
That's all over the place. Last year we had, it was really, really refreshing. We had tons of people from Northwest Veg came out who I hadn't assumed would come in some ways. There's been like a really mix. It's not just, I only said to me, it's not just the kids, like the radical kids. It was a really nice mix of people from all different experience levels and all different tones of activism.
So let's say that there's somebody who has never done what they, like a traditional activism, like protesting the circus. How would they experience the conference?
What classes would you recommend this year?
Well, there's a lot of really good ones. There's one that's about solo activism, which is stuff you can do all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and the focus of that talk, that one's being given by Jasmine Singer, who's an outreach person for Farm Sanctuary, who's a very mainstream group. And that one is going to have a focus on how to write for animals. So you can, it just focuses on writing letters to editors and how to write editorials, how to write for blogs, that kind of thing. So if you don't get out much, or if you're not in a situation where you have a community of people that you can work with, that's a way that you can advocate. And so she's going to talk about good ways to do that. There's a lot of kind of 101 level stuff,
mm-hmm.
that we always will have.
What's level 901 this year?
901, that's like level 5 veganism.
And what are the classes associated with that, or lectures?
Pocket mulching.
I mean, we have a lot of, there's a like a legal room where it's some advanced like legal issues with some of the more hands-on activism that can get you in trouble with the law.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like also stuff that would be considered more advanced is working with, more on the legal level and working with city councils and things like that. We have Cheryl Leahy doing, I think that's who it was.
She's a lawyer for Compassion Over Killing.
Mm.
Yeah, like working with farm animal issues on the legal side.
Mm-hmm.
There's some talks on researching animal businesses, finding out all kinds of information about animal exploitation businesses. That's a little, could be, if applied the right way, it could be a little bit more advanced.
Okay.
What do you think some of the more popular talks will be this year?
Oh, the kids love Peter Young. So it's going to be either like real like firebrand speakers like that, always get packed houses. Those are always good.
I think there's one talk that's I'm really looking forward to that is called Stump the Bets. And it's a panel of kind of experienced activist people who are going to get up and the audience is going to try to stump them with kind of the boneheaded questions vegans always get. And these people have the kind of outreach experience that they've probably heard these questions a million times.
Like what kind of questions?
Oh, like...
And do it in a funny voice.
I can't do any funny voices today, but, you know, like the one I read this morning, which was,
Do it with a British accent.
All right, in. All right, it's my pants. There you are, telling me I'm not supposed to eat animals, right? Well, I've got these teeth. And they're built for ripping flesh, so it's like I'm supposed to, right?
Okay, now Chad, answer him.
What accent?
Jamaican.
I was going to say Middle American, but go for it.
Middle American. How about Louisianian?
I'm supposed to answer Louisiana. The natural instinct with that kind of accent would be the boneheaded question.
We're flipping the table out.
Oh, jeez. See, I need to go to this class. I don't ever...
Alright, we'll let you off the hook.
Alright, Maya.
There's a dinosaur over there that might actually have teeth that are more fit for ripping flesh than, say, yours.
Right.
Well, what have you guys learned since last year's conference?
Start organizing earlier.
That's a beautiful thing.
We did the last one in, like, 2 months.
Yeah. Wow.
That's really impressive.
And this one we've got more like 6 or 7 months, and we got all the really hard stuff done, like, over a month ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're not freaking out at all. Like, our weekly meetings now, there's a lot of fart jokes and giddiness as opposed to...
I don't see either of you sweating right now, so...
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm sweating on the inside.
Oh, okay.
In my past experiences with running conferences like this, it's out, you know, it's always the last couple months that are just really stressful. It's
yeah.
great that you guys have learned to
yeah.
spread that out.
I know
time.
There's no way we're not going to be stressing over something, but it's at least it's like, we got to get biodegradable cups,
yeah.
you know, stuff you just go to the store and get
yeah.
instead of the big things.
So okay.
Oh, I just want to say, I think it's also been really great that, and I would suggest this to anybody who does something along these lines, is to get a team of people who have different skills,
mm-hmm.
who can really do different things well, because there's things that I'm not very good at, and if that was a responsibility put on me, I would get up. But there's things that are my responsibility that I can do better than the other people on the team, so everything is getting covered by really competent people, where so just having a good team is a good idea.
Yeah, and just people you get along with, and you don't have to go through a lot of the standard group dynamic decision-making stuff. We're all like basically fairly good friends and can just be honest when need be, and just everyone kind of is on the same page.
Do you have some of the same volunteers from last year as well? Or are they all new?
We're having a volunteer meeting actually on the 10th Wednesday, so we'll see who shows up for that.
I should say organizers. Do you have
yeah.
the same organizers from last year?
Tim and Elsbeth worked on it last year, so Daryl's new, but it's basically the same.
So you haven't had too much turnover?
Yeah, I mean, we lost, we didn't lose, but the people over at San Francisco, the No Compromise people, it just made sense to not cut them out, but they're in San Francisco, and we were meeting every week, so.
Yeah. So can you tell us more about why you have the conference in Portland, and would it go elsewhere?
Besides just stating the obvious, but you're welcome to state it if you want.
We live here.
Yeah.
We could have it in Alola.
Yeah.
They might actually have a cheaper venue in Alola.
Yeah. Medford's
yeah.
nice.
Well, one thing we talked about, we had an opportunity to have when we got the news that we'd have to pay for the space,
mm-hmm.
There was an opportunity to have a free space that was a little bit further out. And not that far, but not the most public transit friendly or bike friendly to
mm-hmm.
get to. And we decided we would raise the money to keep the space downtown, so that the widest group of people could get there, because
mm-hmm.
it's sort of, you don't want to assume that everybody has a car, and you don't want to assume that everybody can come and go and take that much time to do all those things to get out there and get back. So we just had the opportunity, and we figured $6,000 for the space is a lot of money, but we could get it, we could figure out a way to raise it. And in terms of, I mean, Portland's a real great city for vegan and animal rights stuff, but I also think that it's sort of underutilizing itself in terms of activism stuff, because it's hard to get people to show up for stuff. We had a cookie tasting event at our old store, and there was like 100-something people like filling the street in front of our store, but then we'll have a monthly activism thing and 10 people will come. So trying to sort of get that, bridge that gap a little bit.
And what do you think
central.
You're doing? How are you trying to bridge that?
We're trying to have as many sort of entry points as possible for people. Like, if you don't have any experience, here's stuff that you're still going to find interesting. We're trying to get a lot of really compelling speakers together, topics that will appeal to a lot of people.
And you're just serving cookies at every event.
Cookies.
We've
like,
talked
we
about
believe.
It.
We want to have the most overweight activist community in the whole
yeah.
country.
Portland is heavy.
And I'm doing my part.
Yeah, we're also trying to, yeah, we have like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we had Peter Young do a talk on like strategic use of direct action. It was very hard hitting and illegal. Everything he said was almost illegal. But then like this last weekend, we had one Sanctuary Stories, and we had profiles of three different local sanctuaries and the people who run them talking about working there. So we're trying to like really get the whole range of things people can do, no matter what their comfort level.
Well, geographically speaking, who are you expecting to come to this conference? Or, I mean, are there people that come from all over the U.S., you know, international, or is it Portland area?
This year, it's a lot. So far, last year, before the actual day of the conference, we had like maybe 40 people just pre-registering online. Those are mostly out-of-town people. We're over 100 now already, with a month to go.
What's your cap?
We have a fake cap.
Your fake cap?
Our fake cap's like 350 or 400.
Yeah. I don't think we would stop. I don't think we would turn anybody away, because that's how many we could probably fit, but people are in different places at different times, so we could fit more than that.
And those have to be some standing room only, hopefully, if it gets past that. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, we'd be thrilled to have.
How many people did you have last year?
About 300. So, and we're already, yeah, like I said, and people, and most people pre-registering are people from out of town. I think someone has told me today, I think we have someone coming from Australia.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
awesome.
From New York.
Yeah, Portland helps that. I think people just want to come to Portland to come eat and hang out in the summer. And then it's a bonus if they can get some activist cred by coming to a conference.
Yeah.
But they just come for donuts and stuff, I think.
So do they get like a notch on their belt? Are you guys handing out like little
stars? I'll be notching belts.
Good.
Are you doing Lit Live tattoos?
Odd that you would ask. We have a fundraising day at the mini mall, the vegan mini mall.
Next Saturday.
The
13th.
Well, please promote it.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
So, Scapegoat is doing, the stores are going to donate a certain percent of sales on that day to the conference. And Scapegoat is going to be giving $30 tattoos. So they're going to drop some flash tattoo art, and you can get a $30 tattoo. And they're going to donate all that money.
It'll be like animal or animal rights.
But do they say Let Live?
No.
No.
How much more do you have to pay for Let Live?
I think they'll throw that in, but it'll be freehand.
Yeah. And
so
it might be spelled wrong.
For those that don't know about the mini mall, can you say what's there and where it is?
Yeah, we got a sunglass hut. It's all vegan.
Piercing
Pagoda
rules.
We got a new Renaissance store that sells swords.
Is Orange Julius there now?
We got an Orange Julius.
But are the Orange Juliuses vegan?
No. But we're working on it. They have
but
a
they're veg. They give their kids soy milk with their cereal.
They have a Living Foods Orange Julius offering. Whew, that fell flat.
Yeah, let's go on with what it is.
The mini mall is kind of a misnomer. It's not really a mini mall, but it's one building that has several vegan businesses. Sweet Pea Baking, Herbivore Clothing, Food Fight, I'm not sure what they sell, and then Scapegoat Tattoo, which is vegan owned and mostly vegan operated.
What about the acupuncturist place there?
There's an acupuncture place there. One of them is vegan.
Yeah, they technically came in at the same time as that they would run it as a vegan place, like the tinctures and whatnot they use are not technically always tied, not really tied in under the name.
They're vegan friendly, you would say?
Yeah,
yeah.
They're veg curious. They're very nice. They're very nice. You should go get poked by them.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Who's going in the back there? Is anyone there yet?
Yeah, that's a.
You're not talking about that.
They distill. They make vodka. Well, but they had a the other night. We actually had this at the mall. We had a volunteer roundup
mm-hmm.
where we get people to come meet all the local activist groups and do what I would think is an example of altruistic. Like the best that people can do is volunteer. At the same night, the vodka place was having a. $60 a person martini and Lamborghini party. So they had people with like fur coats in
wow.
the back, and they had like bouncers, and you would pay $60 and get to go for a ride in a Lamborghini and drink a martini.
So
and
did you have any confused patrons?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, "What?" Like, we thought there was gonna, yeah, I don't know if there's gonna be a brawl with all the fur coats walking around.
Wow.
Yeah, they had stretch Hummer parked in front of our store for a while.
When does their lease run out?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I forgot my next question.
Have you started planning next year's conference yet?
We haven't started.
Is there any talk of one not going to be in Portland? Or are you going to take this on the road?
That's funny, because we were talking about... Because the space will probably not be available to us next year. I mean, there's plenty of spaces, but we're going to have to do some sort of thinking about what to do. And we thought it would be interesting to go on tour and do like a road show kind of thing and take... a small group of people that would talk every night and then hook up with local groups and have speakers from their groups do something as well. So we'll see.
Don't hold us to that.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun to us.
Do you
yeah.
go to any other conferences that are similar to this that you're inspired by?
We go to the I always end up to the national one, which alternates between LA and DC. It's
the national one.
Yeah, it's like it's called AR. Followed by whatever year it is, but it's kind of like the oldest running one. It's always at like a big, like this one's this year at the Westin LAX. It's a different, it's a bigger scale than what we do. Very nice folks organizing it. They're tabling and helping with our conference, and we're helping promote theirs. But yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, there's a few other grassroots ones that have popped up. There's one in Minneapolis that just
their
happened.
Their lives, our voices in,
right.
in Minneapolis.
Is that this weekend?
Maybe. We should go.
Right.
I don't know. There's
what's going on in Seattle?
Nothing like conference wise.
You don't have a bus coming down?
There's a bunch of people from Seattle coming in. There's a group there called NARN, Northwest Animal Rights Network. And they just, I think, just got a new blast of new blood and energy.
Yeah,
and they're doing all kind
of stuff
lately. I think, yeah, I think David, one of the main guys there, emailed me and said they're rolling at least 20 deep down to Portland for the conference and for karaoke on opening night.
I was going
to
say there was some sort of a veiled
yeah,
that,
Seattle-Portland
karaoke rivalry going on.
Yeah.
To see what happens there.
So Let Live is the biggest Northwest Animal Rights Conference?
It's the only one.
Yeah, it's the only one that goes on
yeah.
up here.
What events are going up leading to the conference? So today is June 6th.
Yeah, there's a bake sale today at the Mini Mall. Tomorrow...
Which we didn't say where the Mini Mall actually is. For those that might not know.
Oh, yeah. It's in Southeast at the corner of Stark and 12th.
In Portland?
Yeah.
Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
USA.
97214.
214, okay.
Yeah. We have a table today at the Anarchist Book Fair
yeah,
for a bunch of kids that absolutely do not care about animals, as my experience with anarchists tends to be.
Then tomorrow, Sweet Pea Baking Company. I think she hates when people call it Sweet Pea Bakery, which is because she's a bakery. But they're doing their Sunday all-you-can-eat vegan brunch, and she's donating half of the money from that to the conference, which is going to be a huge help.
This probably won't be up online by the
mm-hmm.
time, but do you know what's for lunch? What's the menu?
I think it was like greens, scrambled, biscuits, gravy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A classic.
Yeah, it was a classic. And then we're doing
the
volunteer day.
SIP already happened.
Yeah, SIP
mm-hmm.
already donated.
Portobello's going to donate 10% of every Wednesday night dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
The Portobello Vegan
Trattoria. Yeah.
And where's that?
11th. In Portland, Oregon, 11th Avenue between Hawthorne and Division, in the same building as Cellar Door Coffee.
And it's a pretty new restaurant. Jess actually has a review coming up soon.
Well, it better be a good review, because it's a wonderful place.
Wonderful.
I haven't been there yet. So.
I just read a few Yelp reviews and ran with it.
Well, we have about 50 pictures of
yeah.
everything
yeah.
on the menu twice.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places now.
I agree, just for the record.
The By and By is doing, they're going to donate a bunch of money from a night. Is
this Saturday night of the conference?
Over
everyone
the conference.
Will, after the conference, go to By and By,
a
bar at
Alberta and 13th?
10th, or no?
Yeah, I think it's about 10th
something
or 11th.
Like
and that's on the 27th of June.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to donate a percentage of their sales that night to the conference. There is the Mini Mall Benefit Day, which is on the 13th, and I think that might be it.
Yeah, I think that
what's on the Benefit Day, you said everyone's giving 10%.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
Some percentage. And then it looks, we're doing pretty well getting all the money together we need for the conference. We had to pay for the space, and then we had to pay a lot of airfare to get people here.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have more money than we need, we're going to, through the Let Live Foundation, which is the nonprofit part, we're going to use the extra money to give grants to small groups to do activist projects with. So they'll tell us about a project that they want us to help fund, and with the money we have left over, if we go over for the conference, we'll use that to help fund local project stuff.
Very
cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
what is the
focus.
What's the admission price for Let Live, just so we can get that?
$15 for the 2.25 days. There's like the Friday night opener and then 2 full days. And if you don't have the $15 but really want to come, you can sign up and volunteer for 2 hours of helping out, and you can go for free.
And do you have to register ahead of time?
It's preferred and best.
It helps us out
yeah.
to know who's coming.
And how do people do that?
At the website, letlivefoundation.org/conference or whatever. Just hit the conference button, and then there's a registration information.
But you can definitely show up day of. I mean, there'll be space, and it'll be easy. It's just easier for us to sort of.
So if you're anti-PayPal, you won't be turned away.
No, you won't be turned away.
Yeah.
Can you buy tickets at the Mini Mall itself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can sign up at the mall. You can just show up.
Just give someone $15, your email address and your name, and they'll pass it on to one of us.
Your social security as well?
Yeah. Leave your credit card there.
We'll scan your retina and take thumbprints, but let's Nothing too invasive.
But yeah. Well, what's the one big thing each of you guys is most excited about? The one thing. If you can pick it, what?
I think I know what Chad's is.
You want to get you want to guess each other's? Yeah.
Chad's is this the Saturday night closing talk is
just so excited for it to be done.
No,
this talk is gonna.
I thought you were crying just now.
No.
So over the course of the day, we have all these rooms, so there's many talks going on at once. But at the end of the day on Saturday, there's only one talk going on, and it's called That Just Happened, and it's all these kind of experienced activist people. Some of them are pretty famous, big people, big names in the movement, from very different aspects of the movement, from sort of the more confrontational, controversial side all the way up to more really mainstream people, and they're all going to get on stage and tell us funny stories about funny or embarrassing stories that have happened to them over the course of doing activism. One involves somebody cutting off his dreadlocks and having them
seized by the police.
Seized by his dreadlocks that he was holding on to for some reason.
Some kind of
Tupperware container.
Yeah.
His car surrounded by cops.
Yeah, dogs barking at the trunk because his dreads fucking stuck.
The cops like breaking open the trunk and
yeah.
Like, anyway, so there's gonna be a
it's
lot
good.
Of stories that just kind of show that the point of that talk is just to show that we all have these similar experiences, and there's a lot of humor in this movement, and
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of things that seem kind of unfortunate at the time end up being part of our kind of hilarious history.
So you guys are able to smile every now and then as serious activists.
We try to stifle it, but it sneaks out. I think that's Chad's favorite. Most.
So Chad,
that's
what
the
do
one
you think Josh's favorite is?
I would think it was the same one, but I think he was also looking forward to the opener night, maybe. There's going to be one talk on the opener night. It's going to be kind of a party meet and greet thing, but Will Potter's doing a talk on the importance of community and getting over our differences.
Will Potter's from
greenisthenewred.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, and there's this and the Saturday night thing are both along the same lines of breaking down the barriers between speakers and attendees and realizing everyone's got something to learn and you shouldn't just go up and talk to people, get to know people in the movement. But the way we're trying to make everyone break down their walls or whatever is by just embarrassing the shit of them. So we're doing that by having a karaoke party that night. So hopefully we'll have like Gene Bauer singing from Farm Sanctuary, and Josh will be singing some kind of ska hit. And also the Blossoming Lotus is donating soft serve ice cream, so everyone's gonna get tanked up on sugar, and then make jackasses of themselves.
Or point and laugh at the people that have the guts to actually get up.
Yeah,
and do it.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't sing is pretty much a coward.
And where is this taking place?
Yeah.
At PSU in the main, I think room 228 is
the. I think
it's
228. It'll be on the schedule and on the
yeah.
site exactly where. But and you can register that night as well. You can come and get registered and eat ice cream.
Yeah, we've let all the speakers know that part of their duties for us flying them in is that they get up and get it over with.
So you thought it's 2.5 days, right?
Yeah, I guess you can count the Friday the half. It's a couple hours.
Yeah, that evening is like
7 to 10. Yeah.
And then a full day on Saturday and more or less full day on Sunday.
What's the closing thing on Sunday? Is that what you had mentioned previously?
No, that was Saturday. Sunday is going to just, the last set of talks will happen and then it'll just be over. People tend to start moving on towards the end of the day. Some people have to leave a little early, catch flights.
So there's tabling, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if there's a section that they don't really want to go to, they can just go and meander some tables.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about some of the tablers?
Okay, let me try. All the local
groups.
Is that
on your cheat sheet there?
Who's gonna have the prettiest table?
Food Fight is probably gonna have the best table because they have lots of delicious treats and are located at Southeast Stark and 12 and open every single day. Really nice people.
What are the hours?
They're mostly closed every time I go by there. I don't know.
You guys have a really dry sense of humor, which I appreciate because I do too, and I just hope that it's coming across on the podcast.
I hope it's not.
Yeah, the things that you hear that you can't tell what they are, those are laughs.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people tabling. I'm not going to be able to remember. None are more important than the other. We're all equal in this movement.
Mm-hmm. Except for Food Fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, one stands head and shoulders above the rest.
You're not going to confirm before?
Yeah.
No, God. can't wait to.
There's gonna be good food though. Saturday, Los Gorditos 2 is gonna be providing lots of vegan Mexican food, and on Sunday, food's gonna be provided. I don't know if it sold by Vegetai is gonna bring a bunch of food out, and Sweet Pea's gonna be tabling, selling sugary snacks, and Sip is gonna be providing like juices and smoothies.
So are these inside or outside?
They're inside. It's all in the same as the
Scene
Symposium Room, the big one.
Mm-hmm. The Smith Memorial.
Yeah, ballroom.
Ballroom, yeah. So, how much do you have to pay for good food?
I don't know exactly. I told them to try to keep it at like $6 or under,
mm-hmm.
so it's not a burden for anyone to get food.
Yeah. So if, let's say someone doesn't have a ticket, can they come and just and walk around the tables?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I mean, I won't say that we as a group hate cops or anything, but I hate cops, and I don't want anyone that's part of our group to behave as a cop and have to police people, so we want people to pay to help out with the conference, but we're not going to sweat
it. So if there's, somebody who's going to the farmer's market and they just kind of want to know what's going on,
they can come in and get shocked.
We have tasers. We're not cops,
yeah.
but we do arm ourselves with tasers.
Yeah.
So how do you think that it will be perceived to somebody who is not into veganism or vegetarianism?
I think it depends on what talk they,
if they
wanted
into it, they might be confused because it's not, it's definitely not like starting with why you should care about animals.
Yeah, I think we're definitely starting from a point that's like you understand what is going on. And you would be attending because you have some interest in animal rights.
Okay.
So it's not kind of a, there's 101 level talks for people that are just getting into it, but there's not like a, here's
like
why
you should go vegetarian or something.
Yeah, it's not quite that base level. But even if you're not, the information is still, it's not sort of cryptic, it's very applicable to almost anybody, but it doesn't go as to the absolute beginning stage.
Mm-hmm.
And where has this event been promoted?
A lot of word of mouth.
Google
Veg News has been really good about about promoting it. They sent it out on a newsletter.
Also co-sponsoring.
Yeah.
I heard there's a podcast that's going to be interviewing you guys.
Yeah, there's a local shade grown, all organic Portland podcast.
Yeah, it's like Portland Raw.
Yeah, Raw.
.vg or something.
The website. Grumptown something.
Yeah.
Vegan.
Whiffy's fans.
Right.
Something. Yeah.
It's mostly about raw food, but it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome site.
Yeah, their studio is amazing. It's got a map on the wall.
And animals.
And like
and
a tiger with a weird tail. That is.
Dinosaur.
Oh, that's it.
We also have a motorcycle gang parked outside.
Yeah.
Oh, and two other things I wanted to say about the conference really quick before this devolves into fart jokes is if there's a talk that people might not want to go to or something like that, or if they need a break, the building is really nice and there's lots of places to sit. It's also right on the park blocks.
Mm-hmm. So the doors are not locked, you're saying?
Right. You can
mm-hmm.
go in and out, is what I'm saying.
That's good.
And then there's also a room that is we're calling it a family room, so
mm-hmm.
people can bring kids and they can hang out in this room.
Is there childcare?
No, but you can go in this room and there'll be toys and books and stuff. And there's several discussions about parenting issues with veganism and stuff like that in that room. And one of the ideas I had was that couples could go and one could stay with the kids while one went to talks and then they could trade off. But there would be a meeting place for people to take their kids. And there's also a really cool park right up the street too.
Another thing, if you can't go to all the talks, we're trying to video as much of it as possible. We've been videoing all our monthly events and a lot of things from last year's conference, and we're putting them all available for free on the Let Live site, letlivefoundation.org. Right now there's probably at least 14 or 15 hours worth of conference quality material on there that for people who don't live somewhere where they could attend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hopefully get at least another 20 hours up by the end of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are just unavailable to go to any of the national conferences or ours can still basically attend online.
Yeah, one of the things that we really want to get as much of that taped as possible because this information isn't, a lot of it's regional, but a lot of it is stuff that will be applied regionally, but it really, it's too bad that that information. It would be a real shame if that information didn't get to other people, because you can apply it to wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
So however many people can physically come to the conference is great, but the information is a lot bigger than that. Can I mention some of the speakers?
Yeah, please.
I won't read them all because there's a ton.
But don't feel left out if you're not mentioned.
Yeah, if I don't mention you, it's because I have a personal problem with you, and we can talk about that on Facebook.
Part two.
Jenny Brown from Woodstock Farm Sanctuary is coming from New York. Jean Bauer from Farm Sanctuary is coming. Jeremy Beckham from the Utah Primate Freedom. We have a whole horde of really awesome law people and lawyers. There's a bunch of great Northwest Veg people that are doing talks, Peter Spendelow and Emily Pepe.
Can you kind of say what some of them are talking about, too?
Yeah, sure. Well,
if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Can you just go through the whole schedule right now?
Let me...
And I can start writing down the ones I want to
right.
see.
Well, Jean Bauer from Farm Sanctuary is going to talk about Prop 2 stuff, the big measure that passed in California. He's going to talk about that with Lauren Ornelas, who did a lot of on-the-ground kind of grassroots organizing for that proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to talk about sort of how a measure that of that size gets put together. But they're also going to then talk about the grassroots organizing that really made that proposition happen. Justin Goodman from PETA is coming. He's an anti-vivisection guy, and he's going to do, he's on a panel talk about anti-vivisection activist stories and stuff that they've done. Emily Pepe from Northwest Veg is going to do a talk on effective leafleting, which is a really great tool for activists, but a lot of people are afraid to do. Poulin Modi from PETA 2 is kind of a Portland regular. He's on that Stump the Vets talk, I believe.
Yeah.
He is probably going to be doing a talk on effective tabling.
Mm-hmm.
He does like Warped Tour, and he tours with all these bands. So he's always tabling with
the kids
who aren't maybe as open to the information as some people might be. So he's really good at sort of figuring out how to approach people and how to talk to them.
It's funny because that's actually one of my first introductions to veganism when I was like 13.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody
Warped
Tour?
No, it wasn't Warped Tour. Right. It was some show.
You can say it. It was Warped Tour.
Are we embarrassed?
I didn't know Warped Tour was around when I was 12.
We don't like less than Jake.
That's good. Jasmine Singers from Farm Sanctuary. She's giving a talk on how to get involved in farm animal issues, as well as some other talks. Melanie Joy is the author of Strategic Action for Animals. She's going to give a talk on the topic of her book, which is about sort of how to best use your time and what is an effective use of resources and stuff like that.
And she's also doing a talk that I'm really excited about with Will Potter about moving beyond our differences in the movement.
Cool.
Which, I'm excited to see Will Potter talk on different subjects than what he's used to, because
mm-hmm.
he's a super, super smart guy and really well-spoken.
And quite handsome.
Yeah, he's good in the sack. Oops, sorry, did I say that?
Take that out and post.
Erica Meyer from Compassion Over Killing is giving several talks. She's giving one about how to get the most out of your money you might be able to spend on campaign stuff. COK has bought ads on MTV and in different magazines and stuff, but always kind of on a budget. So she's going to talk about how those kinds of things get done. There was one more that I really wanted to... the opening night talk is by Kim McCoy, who is from Sea Shepherd and
Whale Wars. Famous Whale Wars,
which is a show on Animal Planet, which is awesome. And she's coming down to give the opening talk, and then she's going to give a talk about the state of whaling right now. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many people we got. Nathan Runkle from Mercy for Animals is coming. Peter Young, of course.
Camille
Hankins from Win Animal Rights. Geddon Cascadia is giving a talk. A lot of local people. I mean, it's just amazing. I can't.
Do you have a set of Let Live trading cards?
We do not.
We have a really. We don't. But we have a really, really great benefit T-shirt coming out that Kurt Halsey did, and it's gonna knock your wieners in the dirt. And if you don't have a wiener, your female parts are going to get knocked in the dirt and your socks are going to come off. That's how excited you're going to be about how cool
this shirt
is. Is
this something for sale at the conference?
Yeah.
Is this a giveaway, or do you get it as part of the admission?
No.
It'll help us raise money, actually.
Are people autographing it? You guys?
No.
I'll write on you if you want.
That's more on the forehead.
No, I don't want to pay. Sorry.
Kurt Halsey is a is an amazing artist.
He's a hot shot.
He's got a following, and he's incredibly generous. So he did this drawing for us, and we're making shirts of it. And then he's going to make prints of it as well. But he's just a big supporter. So he was kind enough to donate this drawing. I can't wait to get them printed. They're so great.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most controversial speaker?
There's a few that are that we won't be filming, and
yeah, we're gonna try to film a lot of the talks, but some just we're not gonna film.
Has some people asked not to film them?
We always know that people are not gonna be comfortable having cameras in the room, so
yeah,
we're not gonna do it. That's more the direct action-y side of things. Not
mm-hmm.
to say that these people's ideas are controversial to us, but
there's just a lot of strange things going on with the government cracking down on free speech issues
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So those are a few talks that probably don't need to be put on the internet.
You'd mentioned someone from PETA being there as well. Is PETA also tabling?
No, not this year.
No, not this year.
Because,
okay.
I think Poulin's going to be busy talking.
Because
yeah.
I know that PETA has been perceived kind of negatively by many vegans and vegetarians.
Yeah.
And employees.
Yeah. PETA's with... Poulin is with PETA, but he works with PETA too, which
mm-hmm.
no one ever seems to have much of a problem with PETA too.
Yeah, why is that?
I think they're
free stickers.
They're aimed at a different audience, and they aim
making people stuff. And
yeah,
they're just I don't know. I think PETA 2 is amazing. I don't know anybody that thinks that the naked people stuff that PETA 1 does is any good, including people I know that work at PETA. They just think it's kind of attention grabbing, but not particularly effective. But that's the problem with PETA, is that everybody knows about that stuff, but they don't know about all the other work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Justin Goodman is coming, and he works for PETA, and he's the anti-vivisection guy, and he works with schools to get alternatives. He works on with schools to have choice, student choice options for dissection stuff, so you can opt out of it. They send tons and tons of materials to educators to try to get them to not use animals and to use digital models. PETA builds a crazy amount of dog houses that they give away for free in the South because
mm-hmm.
it's so hot and dogs are on chains. I mean, they do tons of amazing stuff, but nobody hears about that stuff
because mm-hmm.
it doesn't get
the marketing outshines them.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think that a lot of people that hate PETA bother to really look into all of the work that they do when they just see one thing.
So you're not saying that the Let Live drawing that was done is a picture of the Let Live founders PETA style?
No.
Naked.
I have a lot of pictures of Chad with just lettuce covering his privates, but
that's for you only.
Have you thought about selling them and maybe helping pay some of the $6,000?
Or just letting us know what type of lettuce it is.
It's
romaine. It's romaine.
Romaine.
I'll say it.
Chad's not ashamed that his
I've experimented in college with red leaf, and I don't know. I like the crispiness.
Iceberg can sometimes be a little too see-through.
And it's wet. It's extra wet. I don't like that. I've got that problem enough. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Go veg!
So what else do you guys want to tell us about the conference? Is there anything else you're burning to mention?
I don't know. I'm really just excited. I hope people make use of it and come open and not... and realizing that everyone's got lots to learn. Like, no matter how long you've been doing activism or not doing it, you have to keep evolving as an activist and not rely on the same tired old methods, you know, because obviously they're not necessarily working.
We haven't won yet.
Yeah,
so
everyone's got to keep trying new stuff and thinking creatively. Yeah, so I'm just excited to... At the end of the last one, we had lots of people really happy and amped and excited. And that made us all feel really good.
And to keep that going, you guys have
the monthly talks,
right?
Yeah.
And where are the monthly talks?
They're always at PSU.
Okay.
We'll see if, as long as they don't, right now they're letting us do those for free.
And most of that stuff is online, too,
yeah.
for people
mm-hmm.
that are listening to this that aren't in Portland. You can watch the videos of those.
There's a Justin Goodman talk up, and he's a very handsome man as well.
He's handsome. He's
yeah.
covered in tattoos.
Yeah, but you can't see him. He wears sleeves sometimes.
He's very skinny.
When he's on, yeah, he's,
people like skinny people these
he's
days.
He's svelte.
Hmm.
I like him. I'll say it.
He's a good man.
He makes my lettuce rise off of at an angle from my body.
We have part of this podcast on videotape.
Okay.
Man.
Not gonna mention the sprouts. I'll leave those out.
What about you, Josh? Do you have anything else that you are totally stoked about for this, or just everything?
I'm excited for all of it. I think there's a couple things that I'm most excited about, which is some of the feedback we got from last year. We've tried really hard to make this as unintimidating as possible. Activism stuff is really intimidating, and there were years that went by where I was doing lots of work but didn't feel sort of valid as an activist because I wasn't protesting outside of somewhere with a sign
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And that was what I thought protesting was, and that's what I thought activism was. And I don't think that that's obviously not the be-all, end-all of it. So we're trying to make this conference a lot about community building and a lot about sort of taking that intimidation factor out of it, because there's so many different ways that you can do stuff, and there's so many different entry points that we're trying to get across. We've also just structured the conference in a way that is really approachable. Most of the speakers have 2 or 3 talks over the course of both days, so they're not jam-packed with stuff. They're going to be hanging out. We're encouraging all the speakers to go to other talks to help join conversations, and to be around so that people can just go up to them and meet them and talk to them and just get inspired that way as well, and pick people's brains, whereas you might not be so comfortable speaking up in front of a room full of people and asking questions. You can just meet all these people and stuff like that. So we've tried really hard to, whatever you're interested in terms of animal advocacy, be it more direct action kind of stuff, be it more mainstream kind of stuff, we wanted to make it about one large community that we all fit in, and how we and we physically set it up so that there'll be a lot. It'd be really open for communication and stuff like that. So that part is what I think I'm most excited about.
That's great. So first thing for people to do is to go to the website, letlivefoundation.org.
Register if you can. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we know to have a head count and can plan on things a little better.
And then June 6th through... June 26th through 28th.
Yeah,
the conference.
Yeah, tell your friends. If you can't come, look at the website. Look at all the. I'm really excited about the video content of the website, and you can embed it and post it wherever you want, and share it, and make sure people see the content.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really. There's some really good stuff on there.
Or just stop by the mini mall for tickets as well. Can they ask you guys questions if they stop by the mini mall?
Depends who they see. Some people may not know anything. Yeah, there's no tickets. You just trust us that we take your money and you'll be able to get in.
Trust us.
Yeah.
Just give us your money. That's all we want.
Doesn't this face look honest to you?
Yeah, I want to encourage everyone to get green. Go green. And go veg. Namaste.
Do you have any other questions, Webley?
I don't think so. I think that's about it for my questions.
Well, I guess...
Do you have any?
I do. I guess as the Stumptown Vegans, we should ask you guys, what's the best meal you've had out in the past couple weeks or month?
Man, that's a good one.
There's two kind of opposite, not opposite, but there's...
I said one.
Yeah. It's hard to...
You can go to both.
I'll go with Portobello. But then at the same time, I want to go to Los Gorditos too and have a soy girl fajita burrito, because that's...
And
they're just like, you know, there's two different experiences.
And what was it at Portobello?
I think last time I was really into it was like the asparagus raviolo things.
Mm-hmm.
And I always overeat there.
And what about you, Josh?
I've noticed all those places you don't overeat.
Yeah.
I'll just have a side salad and a seltzer, please.
Yeah, so Josh, where do you like to eat out in Portland? What's your favorite place?
I like, my favorite restaurant is Proper Eats, and it's funny to actually have to name some place, because when you do, you think, I also like Blossom and Lotus, and I also like, you know, there's so many places to eat in this town that are awesome. I like going to Proper Eats a lot.
What do you get there?
Oh, man, they have that barbecued...
hummus. Barbecued hummus.
Yeah, the tempeh. They have
the things you must make at home.
They have the hummus on a stick. I like that a lot. Anything on a stick is
all right. You gotta get it really cold.
Yeah, it's they pull them out of the deep freeze. The shepherd's pie is always, you know, there's nothing at Proper Eats that I've never had anything where I was like,
mm-hmm.
It's always really good.
I think they really know tempeh.
I think Proper Eats is under. Exposed.
Yeah.
Just because it's up in St. John's, people don't get up there very often.
I'm glad you finally mentioned it to the vegan public.
Yeah, man, that place rules. And I always feel like I did something good for myself, even though I always overeat when I go there, because the food is really healthy.
Like, you get the proper plate, and it's just, like, you know, grains and vegetables.
Yeah.
And good stuff.
Yeah. My heart gives me a hug after I eat there.
Aww.
And I'm sure the cook would give you a hug as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and Piper and... I forget the other thing. What's that?
I just know Piper.
Yeah. They're just so nice.
Piper's the ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I met the other guy. Oh, man. His name has totally escaped me. And they're just so nice. They're, like, they're really good. Really good people, so.
Well, we're glad to hear that. You have a favorite.
So is Bye and Bye. What about that?
Oh, man.
How about those guys?
Bye and Bye.
That's just eye candy, right?
They're handsome.
Yeah. I love to make love to that Brussels sprout bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Russell Sprout Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really have a thing for vegetables.
Yeah.
Greens, really.
Leafy,
yeah.
Leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
He won't eat them, but he will rub them all over.
I hope you can do something in Photoshop for the image for this podcast.
I'll work on that one.
I won't.
You really won't.
Is there anything else that we want to talk about the conference? Do you want to pimp anything? Do you do like do any writings anywhere?
No.
Do you have like a store?
No.
Do you, post anything on the internet?
Is there a Let Live sweatshirt? Is there a bag this year?
No.
Facebook?
Face.
Do you have a Twitter account that you want to put
there's
up?
There's a Let Live Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to do anything with it. Except
you can become a fan if you'd like.
You can poke us. You can super poke that shit. Poke the shit out of Let Live.
I don't have a super poke application.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can super poke.
Yeah. You can vote. You can vote on whether you think Let Live should hang the toilet paper facing outward or downward.
You could let us know which heavy metal band.
Let Live think Mountain Dew is the best soda, too.
I think it's just great that you guys have gotten so far in your organizing that you're able to look at the details that often get overlooked in conferences. And I just want to say that, you know, as a previous conference organizer, I admire you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I thought you were setting that up for a joke.
I have nothing to say. No, I go to a lot of conferences, and I'm glad that you guys have the schedule out, and you have so many speakers listed, because...
It's getting exciting, so
yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for taking the time to
thank you.
Come out here and be interviewed and tell us about your favorite people in Portland and what you like to wear when you're naked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
That's trippy.
You just blew my whole shit up. Well, thanks for doing your blog. I look at it a lot. We tend to get in ruts when we're going out to eat, so I go to you guys' site a lot.
Good.
Especially when I'm looking for breakfast stuff.
You know, that's one thing about Portland. My biggest gripe is that I haven't found a place for Portland that I really love.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I love the Sweet Pea brunch.
Of course, but, you know, that's
but
not every day.
I don't find... every time I'm sitting there, I'm like, we're going to breakfast. Like, where are we going to go? Let me look on the Stumptown site and see.
What is your favorite place for breakfast in Portland before we go? Where would you go?
I like the Laurel Thirst.
Oh, yeah.
I like Junior's.
That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I always end up at Junior's.
That's the thing. I always end up there...
It's close.
Yeah, it's gotten more expensive.
Chaos Cafe has gotten really good.
Chaos is just a sunny little gem in Southeast.
Yeah, and no one, like...
Were you a writer?
Like, it wasn't... In the beginning, it was kind of like, eh, but now it's so good. Best bowl in town.
They have pancake specials almost every day now.
I've got to go. I have a pancake and waffle breakfast.
Like, lemon poppy seed and,
yeah.
like, peanut butter.
Yeah, say it again. Best bowl in town.
Well, thank you guys for joining
yep.
us on Stumptown Vegans, episode number 6, a conversation with the founders of the Let Live Foundation, Josh and Chad.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Namaste.
For more information about the Let Live Conference and Let Live events around town, please visit www.letlivefoundation.org. And for great vegan restaurant reviews, please visit www.stumptownvegans.com.
Tell us how to say your names correctly. I've never met you guys.
I'm Shad Myler. I am...
Done.
I don't know
what to say. Don't try to be funny, just say...
I can't be in that face. Josh Hooten.